Welcome to segment number two here on Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Here with Samantha Wilson. She works at the Mexico Area Family YMCA, but you have a new role. As a matter of fact, you've stepped into recently. You're the new executive director of the United Way of Audrain County. Tell us a little bit about this position, if you will.
Of course. So I just started that position in December. The title sounds very big and very fancy. But so far I have enjoyed it. It's been a lot of organizing and just kind of getting myself in there, learning the position, figuring things out. And my hope is that, you know, it will continue to grow. People will continue to support the United Way so that we can continue to support the community and the members in our community, because we have a great community. A lot of support, a lot of people that are willing to help people out so much. And, you know, from the United Way and from the YMCA, I appreciate that. I mean, from just a community member, I appreciate that. The amount of help that, you know, even the community has shown to my own kids. You know, everybody is always out there trying to do something good. And I like that kind of stuff gets to be, you know, in the forefront. So we don't always have to talk about the negative things. I like to talk about the positive things. But the United Way has done great things, and I am so appreciative to be a part of that group now. And we have a great board this year, and I'm just excited to see where this year takes us and hope for the best.
Absolutely. You know, it's pretty well known that since the pandemic, several foundations, organizations have had challenges raising money for their nonprofit groups. The United Way of Audrain County is among those. Mm-hmm. But there's been some pretty decent things that have gone on with the United Way to be able to bring some interest back into it. Power of the Purse comes to mind. That was a great thing that happened last year. But there was also a pretty big donation that was presented to United Way last week.
Yes, absolutely. So we have plan on doing the Power of the Purse event again this year. It will be sometime in July, so stay tuned. We'll give that information out later once we have dates and more specifics. Last week, Gina Raines, the board president, and I went to St. Brendan's and were presented with a wonderful, wonderful donation from the kids at St. Brendan's. During Catholic Schools Week, they raised over $9,000 and gifted that to the United Way. And that amount of money is going to help so many people. We have a lot of great organizations, agencies that we are giving to for the 2024 year. And we'll be able to utilize that money with those agencies. And I was just in awe. We stood there in shock and awe at what these kids did and how giving kids can be. And I just want to give them so much credit, because they did an amazing job, and we're very, very thankful.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's talk a little bit more about B. B. Wilson. He comes into our radio station once a month and promotes the Mexico Area Family YMCA. You know, little known fact, but B was named honorary superintendent of the Mexico School District a couple of years back. Just tell us a little bit about B. He's kind of a local celebrity around Mexico.
A little bit. Mm. Our very own local celebrity. Mm. Yes, B is just, he's a shining star. He's a ball of joy. He loves to be able to be a part of things. He loves to be able to show his support and do things in the community, for the community, for the Y. I mean, he's always busy. Yesterday, he spent the day scraping paint off of windows. The art club at the high school, who did a fantastic job, came in and painted our windows and decorated them up for the winter season. And he spent his time scraping the windows in the last couple of days. But he loves to ride around on his tricycle around our neighborhood, and loves when our UPS guy delivers our packages.
Travis Alber, we'll give him a shout out.
Travis is great. Right? even when he knows we're not home, he'll just, you know, he'll make sure he says hi to be through our camera on the front of our house, to make sure that, you know, he's not forgotten, for sure. But then, you know, like the pictures that we get, the video we get, Tiger, who works at Presser, who is my significant other, he's just taken B under his wing and just done a fantastic job with, you know, just being there for him and showing him, you know, like, he teaches him stuff all the time. They're like two peas in a pod. It's very cute to watch them two together. So I just appreciate, you know, Tiger and Tiger's parents do a wonderful job with him. Matt, you always include him in things. So many people just let him be involved in sometimes it's little ways and sometimes it's great big ways, but so many people let him be involved in things, and I love it, and I see the joy on his face when he's involved, and I love it.
And he gets lots of free t-shirts. I'm a big you know, fan of getting those, but I've seen a YMCA shirt. You know, I know he's gone out to plenty of other places and gotten those t-shirts. How many places have you gotten shirts from, B? Plenty? A lot of places?
Yeah, a lot of places.
If you had to guess, do you know how many?
Can't count.
That's yes. So many places and so many shirts. That's very, very awesome. B, you do a great job, and we're glad to have you here in this interview here today as well. I tell you what, we're going to take our second break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to wrap things up here on Meet the Community. We're with Samantha Wilson and B. Wilson this morning on Meet the Community, AM 1340 KXEO.